With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. This week, I'll be interviewing Rachel Paris.
Hello.
Comedian, actor, ivory tickler, elephant botherer, satirist, catalyst, Tony Slatterist, gent. Rachel Paris, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, by the way? Because it could be Raquel Paris. Is it? Because I didn't ask the first time we met, and it feels like it's been too long now. But
it's fine.
It's fine.
No one says it right. It's
right. Can you just give us a blast? What is the
Rachel Paris?
No, I'm not going to get that. No. I'm not going to get that. No, Rachel Paris, like France.
Fine. You know, yeah, fine. That's fine. Okay, I'm fine. Offended, but it's fine.
Okay. Now, you may not be completely aware of this, but Rachel and I are actually sort of nemeses.
I can't believe you're bringing this up.
I'm sorry. I just sort of... I felt it need to be addressed early doors,
okay.
Really. You see, Rachel's birthday is a day after mine, and so every year in May, we force the comedy industry into two camps of which person's party they're going to... As they go to, and it's incredibly stressful.
And the answer is often neither.
It's often neither. It's often neither, which is an amicable solution that they've all reached on their own, apparently. Mm. But I just wanted to say I wasn't born that day to spite you.
But in 2007,
yes.
When I booked my birthday at the Cavendish Arms,
yes.
You did then book yours a day after your birthday to spite me at the same time, in the same place,
that
invited
was spite.
All the same people.
I agree, that was spite, but I was going through a difficult time.
Well, I was then.
Yes. But in the end, it did turn out all right because nobody came to either.
That is the constant solution to that problem.
But I just get the feeling that everyone is in constant turmoil around May to see what is going to happen again. You know, so I just wonder maybe you know, joint party.
Yeah, joint party. Really nice. Nice.
Well, I'm glad we've sorted that early doors. Right.
I won't play any tricks on you.
What?
Nothing.
On to the meat of the interview, if that's all right.
Yes,
now we've got that out
please.
Of the way. Now, your rise to stardom has been stratospheric, by which I mean up to 50 kilometres high.
Yes, that's right.
So was your sudden rise to fame difficult to deal with, do you think?
I think the issue for me was that from the day that a video I did went very viral...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. Painful,
yes.
And contagious, was that from that day on, I recognised that success was coming, and I made a really firm decision to start doing 50 grams of cocaine every day.
Just to be ready for the events.
For the onslaught of yes. celebrity and spiral down.
Right, and the extra money you need to just get rid of.
Yeah. Exactly. So
you don't want to drown in money.
No, exactly. But you can try.
It's a comedian's nightmare. Isn't it?
It really is.
That's what cocaine is for.
It really is.
So you were prepared?
I was prepared. In many ways, yes, I was prepared. I started living the lifestyle that people expected me to have. And it turns out I didn't need to.
Right. Right, you didn't get to...
Well, okay. I thought that at some point... So you know when you're at school and people are... The teachers and parents warn you that at some point in your life people are going to try and encourage you to take drugs, and you're going to be approached by a sort of tall, dark, handsome stranger who's going to sort of insist, using peer pressure, that you should have drugs for free, apparently.
Yes. I went to a boys' school and that's exactly what they said.
Yeah.
A tall, dark, handsome stranger will lure you towards drugs.
Maybe that's just
His
what I thought.
His name's Mr. Cadell and he's arriving at 4.
Well, I was waiting for that to happen, and it never came.
Oh,
so
right.
In the end, all of the heavy drug taking was for naught.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes.
It's a shame when drug taking doesn't achieve what you want it to.
No.
Isn't it? What
it
an
didn't.
Absolute pity.
In the end, all that happened was I just had months of fun.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Mm.
But fame is a fickle thing.
Isn't
it? It makes fools of us all.
Yeah.
I've read somewhere. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But before all of that, all of the cocaine, I think.
Yes.
You were a musical child.
Yes.
By which I mean you had a talent for music. I don't mean that you had a hand crank and danced around a small box.
Although.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's medical history. We won't get into it. So you were.
Do you know Phantom of the Opera?
I do know Phantom of the Opera.
You know the bit at the beginning with the really sinister music and the little monkey that goes like that, that's a toy?
Yes.
I played that monkey at the age of 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, is it Symbols for Hands?
And then when I stopped doing it, that was when they decided to use a toy because no one else could do it as well.
So how many instruments can you play?
65.
65?
Yeah.
That's nearly all of them. Name all of them for us.
Okay. Big cymbal.
Big cymbal.
Small cymbal.
Yes.
Toy cymbal.
Yes.
Bass cymbal.
Yes.
Tenor cymbal.
Yes.
Alto cymbal.
Yes.
Fictional cymbal.
Yes.
Golden cymbal.
Yes.
Brass cymbal.
Yes.
Indian cymbal.
And this is just percussion.
Saxophone.
Yes.
Alto saxophone.
Yes.
Tenor saxophone.
Yes.
Bass saxophone.
Yes.
Soprano clarinet.
Yes.
Can't play the normal clarinet.
Where?
Piano.
Piano.
Synth.
Similar, isn't it?
But I think we can agree a different instrument. Yeah.
For those not in the know, the difference between a piano and a synth is a little knob that does this. That you only use if you don't know anything about music.
Glockenspiel. Xylophone.
Yes.
Triangle.
Yes.
Bass triangle.
Yes.
Toy triangle.
Yes, that's 30. We're not halfway there.
Shall I continue?
Yes, we got one cruel man saying yes. So that's how consensus works in this country.
Okay. steel drum.
Yes.
I want to say
tom-toms. Tom-toms. That's two.
big bass drum.
Big bass drum. Can you play the small bass drum?
Snare drum.
Snare drum. Yes.
Baran.
Wonderful pronunciation.
Thank you.
Wonderful pronunciation.
Flute.
Flute.
Roundy flute.
Yes.
Tambourine.
Yes.
The crumb horn.
The
sack
crumb.
Butt.
We're on 41.
Mandolin.
Mandolin.
Sitar.
Sitar.
Bass sitar.
Bass
tenor sitar. Soprano sitar.
Yes.
Indian sitar. Welsh sitar.
Yes.
A terrible instrument.
Yes. Yes, the Welsh have entirely
they
ignored it.
Have a go at all of them, but it's not always a good idea.
No.
The reed flute, the tin whistle.
Yes.
The unnecessary whistle.
I mean, all of this will be cut.
Violin, viola, cello, double bass, trumpet with a mute. Guitar.
Guitar, yes, yes, we've got...
Bass guitar.
Bass guitar, yes.
How many have I got left?
You have got 6 remaining, which is incredible.
I mean, this is what you get for exaggerating. The fairy drum.
The fairy drum. Not many people can play the fairy drum anymore.
No.
Not many people have hands small enough.
The leather cajon.
Yes.
The pink hand Martin.
Which is a living instrument.
Yeah?
Yes, the pick hand Martin. Don't Google it. You may be fired from work.
Scottish accordion.
Yes.
Giant accordion.
Yes.
Ludicrous accordion.
And that's 65. Wonderful. Wonderful. So I think it's fair to say a multi-instrumentalist.
Yes.
Are you any good at these?
No.
No, fair.
No.
You studied music, didn't you?
Yes.
And later walking and talking.
That's right.
So was comedy always in your sights, or did it sort of creep up on you? Like, you know, did you fall into it like a cat near a bin?
I'd say the second one.
Right.
More. Obviously, the music came first,
yes.
As you say, as we know, as a toddler, Phantom of the Opera, Monkeys, we could go on. And
yes.
Then the walking and talking. And the comedy, really only in my mid-20s, did I discover improvised comedy.
Improvised comedy. What is that?
Right. Well, it sounds like a ridiculous thing to do. And I think, above all, what it is self-indulgent.
Right. Right.
It's always more for the performers than it is for the audience.
Will people pay for it?
Amazingly, yes.
Right. And so, run me through it. So you have a script. You've really worked on the best possible jokes.
No. There's no script.
What?
You don't plan anything at all in advance.
Right.
And so what comes out isn't as good as if you'd written it.
Right.
But it is at least spontaneous.
Right. So you decided to combine music and comedy at some point in this process,
yes.
Presumably. So how did that work? Did you sort of sing jokes, or did you just laugh songs? How did it work?
I decided that... I decided that I would be much more confident if I had, like, instruments around me when
all
I was on stage.
All around you in a sort of a wall.
Yeah, sort of.
Right.
Yeah, sort of like
that's
that.
That's what drummers do all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of like what a drummer has.
Yeah,
you
they
know.
Don't need that many cymbals. They only ever hit one. And
exactly.
But they're surrounded by sort of metal shields at all times.
Yes, that's what I sort of did. Like a drummer, because drummers always seem fine, don't they?
They always seem fine. I mean, I am one. I know exactly the inner machinations of a drummer. Yeah.
I wrote some funny songs, and then when I performed them on stage for confidence, because, you know, doing solo stand-up is scary, and doing solo funny songs is scary as well. So I sort of all of the instruments that I played, not all, obviously, that would be ridiculous, only about 12 of them.
Which 12 was that one?
The flute section.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the 12 flutes. Right.
I just sort of arranged sort of around me to give me confidence, which was really nice. And I would play them all in the song.
All of them?
Yeah, all 12, yeah.
Right. And what comedy was happening whilst you were playing 12 flutes?
You're being incredulous because you have no idea how funny the flute is.
No, of course, I don't. I don't. It presumably had to be physical comedy.
Watch this.
I mean, the listeners at home can't... can't see that, but that is...
For the listeners at home, I'm doing the face of someone playing the flute.
That's right.
And it's grotesque.
It's absolutely grotesque. Just imagine it. Try and do it now on the bus or plane you're now in. And it's horrible, isn't it?
Really disgusting.
How can anything beautiful come from that?
I know, and it doesn't.
It doesn't. No.
If you'd like to see Inside the Comedian recorded live... Our next show is on Thursday, the 11th of July, at King's Place Theatre in London, where I'll be interviewing Lucy Porter and Richard Herring. Tickets are now on sale from kingsplace.co.uk.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Interestingly, it wasn't until you stopped singing that you found any success at all. Is that fair to say? Is that close to home? I don't.
That's overly true.
I'm very sorry.
So many years of people saying, like, just like not believing that I could just do jokes on their own or talk without singing. This is true. And like programs going, but there won't be a piano there. I was like, no, I know. I can just talk as well. And it took this many years for people to believe that.
Right, because of all the flutes in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose it was distracting. I brought it on myself.
Yeah. But you did eventually make it there. I mean, you've done some interesting shows in your time as well. I think so. I don't know if anyone's seen Rachel in Brontosaurus, which is where you and a team of wags you make up stories in the style of the Bronte sisters, all dressed as dinosaurs. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that was. Run me through why. Why are you all dressed as dinosaurs?
Well,
as you do the tales of the Bronte sisters. Why is that?
We try just improvising the stories of the Bronte sisters as human beings.
Yes.
And it was fine. And then when we got very, very drunk and right. tried it once and someone pretended to be a dinosaur, it was so much better. Mm. And then we tried one show as dinosaurs and people just enjoyed it so much more and I think identified with it more as well.
Right. It's more approachable.
It's more approachable, yeah. And so also, you've got to have a niche as well. You've got to have a niche.
The characters were more memorable, you know.
Yes.
Just like the one with the tiny hands, the one with the enormous neck. You know, which one did you play?
I played Eleanor the T-Rex.
The T-Rex, so tiny hands.
Tiny hands, yeah, so you have to do this. Like
in
that.
A costume, yeah.
Inside the costume, inside which was excessive. Costume, yeah, actually, yeah.
You could have just had your arms by your side. No one would really have known.
But I'm an actor.
Yes, of course. It's the process.
Mm.
It's the process. And has that done well? Do you tour the dinosaur show? Are dinosaurs in with anyone other than the under fives? Is dinosaurs? Do we like dinosaurs in this room?
Yeah.
Yes.
See?
Right,
this is what people love dinosaurs. We had no idea when we started doing Brontosaurus that people loved dinosaurs as much as they do.
I regret not being dressed as dinosaurs now.
Yeah.
I have a pterodactyl costume right backstage. I bring it with me everywhere. I don't know why.
You should get it.
Nah, it's too late now.
No, you can't.
It takes ages to squeeze into it.
But
very figure hugging.
I say you should get it. Now, if any other show does dinosaur costumes, we will sue you to within an inch of your life.
That's very fair. But it was the topical comedy show, Porn for Liberals, that you that you actually rose to stardom.
That's right.
How did you get that job? How did that come about?
Oh, well, they made a teaser of it a few years, actually.
Right, a teaser for our audience. What's a teaser?
A teaser is like a 3-minute little, almost like a trailer, that instead of like putting loads of money behind a pilot, it's just they make
What's a pilot? Just for our audience, what's a pilot?
Right, a pilot is like just a one-off episode of a show. So that
what's
they
an episode?
Have to make
just for our...
Right, so an episode is like just a full-length version of a segment of the series that you're going to make.
What's a segment? Just so that...
Right. So a segment is any portion of a programme that you
a
choose
program.
To...
What's that terminology?
Right, so a programme is a show that is broadcast.
Show? What is this?
A show is a entertainment format.
I do not understand these words.
Teaser?
Yes.
Trailer?
No.
Bit?
Bit.
So we made this bit of TV,
right.
And then they used that to sort of pique the BBC's interest with it again, and then we made a proper pilot. So I've sort of, I was like in it in a small way, like for years before it existed, and then they didn't, crucially, they didn't replace me with Catherine Ryan, and that's why I'm in it.
You must tell every comedian your secret.
Yeah.
Presumably she was unavailable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She was making all the other programs.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
You held in there for the longest time, by the sounds, and here you are today.
Here I am.
Yes. The zenith, as we call it. The zenith.
Is this it now?
This is the zenith. So,
amazing.
So enjoy it, because it's downhill from here on in. It really is.
Amazing.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. They say you do Inside the Comedian once in your career at the zenith.
Wow. So it's right down to the minute. It's happening now.
Yeah, it's right now. They are ebbing away.
Yeah.
Ebbing away.
They're downhill from here on.
Yeah. But wow. What a ride, right?
What a ride it's been.
We really shove you out that door so you can really build up some speed on the way down.
Time to put that pterodactyl costume on. Is it literally over tonight, or is it just downhill?
Well, the thing is, we keep you here whilst my team of literally hundreds of people behind the scenes are systematically poisoning your name in the industry.
Wow.
And that way, that's why I really need to just keep you for another few minutes.
Because they're
just getting rid of the last vestiges of goodwill within the industry. That way, everyone, you know, peeks at Inside the Comedian and we can build up a bit of a buzz. Mm. You know, that's how it works. Where everyone's gone. Everyone's done. Well, we had Dara O'Brien on last week and he...
Who's that?
Exactly. Exactly. What's next? I mean, you're a female comedian working in Britain in 2019. Mm-hmm. I mean, I assume everybody expects you to have a soul-bearing comedy drama about how your mental illness makes you sleep around. Is that what's next? Or
yes.
Right. So when's that coming out?
Anytime now. We've made it. It's called Stop Having Sex Because You're Too Sad.
Right. Really gets to the nub of it.
Yeah.
Really gets to the nub of it.
I gave it the title, speaking to myself kind of thing,
right,
you know. But also to others as well. I preach that.
Right.
And
the thing
yeah.
about sad people is they have far too much sex, don't they?
Yeah.
We can all relate to that. There's nothing more attractive than the sad. Everyone's like, oh, four.
But
what
you say
a downer.
That. You say that, but sometimes for men that is
really?
True. Yeah. It's catnip to some men, a sad woman.
Some men, but the sadness. Mm. Sadness catnip. They just want to roll in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to hopefully do some good with this.
I'll be doing that, but I'm also doing a prank show, so...
Great. Who will you be pranking mostly? Who's the target?
Just kind, well-meaning people trying to do their jobs.
Great. It's about time those fuckers got what for.
Yeah. It's called Please Leave. And we just go to people's places of work and make their job more difficult by just like pulling things off the shelves, trying not to pay for things,
right.
making a mess until the point, the sort of like zenith of the show is when the person who's like, you know, working in the shop or on the road or whatever says, just please, please leave.
And you... Fanfare, you got them to say it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I hope you only do it to people who aren't being paid enough for their job.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't sign off on it.
No,
so,
it's not funny otherwise, is it? Well, good luck with that
Thank
prank
you.
Show. So, you're engaged to a famous TV personality, I hear.
Yes.
Do you mind sharing with our audience who that is?
No, it's Bobby Davro.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did he pop the question?
Well, he did it in the voice of Mavis from Coronation Street.
How would you say no?
Yeah, which I've always loved and found hilarious and romantic.
Right, right. And so, where did he do that?
He took me to Granada Studios, actually, which was an amazing stunt.
The Paris of England.
Yes.
Paris of England. You're the Rachel Paris of England.
Of England, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying Granada Studios is the Venice of England.
Fine.
It smells of drains.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, me and Bobby are getting married.
When's the date?
This autumn, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, can I come?
No.
Okay. I just thought because, you know, we sort of... We weren't nemeses anymore, that maybe I'd... No, it's fine. It's fine. It's absolutely fine.
No, I mean, it takes longer to heal these things than a few minutes.
How long until?
Years.
Years?
Yeah.
Hardly seems worth it. Can I ask you some questions from Twitter?
Yeah, I'd love that, yeah.
It's like, @BondGlynBond writes, within the nearest 50 metres, where do you go to relax? That's nice. It's quite a threatening place, Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite threatening.
I feel like I will answer.
Yes.
But broaden the remit out.
That's fine. Whatever you feel comfortable with. I mean, Bond Glyn Bond is not a friend of mine.
No.
You know.
I'm going to give the answer Greater London.
Greater London. What a relaxing place Greater London is. Oh, just kick back. Take your shoes off in
Greater London.
Greater London. Great. So, @PapaDominic says, can I be your son, #tidy? No, that's just weird. Can he be your son? No. No?
Yeah, all right.
Really?
I haven't got one.
No. Well, you need one of each, don't you?
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Is yeah. That,
like, if the game of life is anything to go by which I mean the board game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy with a son? Don't want to vet him first. Don't know this. I mean, his picture's
an egg. Let's just go for it. I mean, my career's gone now,
fine,
so...
Yeah. Nearly. Yes. Yeah, nearly.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yes. All right, so, @NotThatJohnCraven says, there's a badger nesting in my daughter's Wendy house. What should I do?
First things first, wash it.
Wash it. The badger or the Wendy house?
Both.
Okay. Okay, that'll get it out of there. Yeah. They don't like a hose, do they?
No, but if it does stick around, you want it to be sanitary. So,
right, yeah. Right, for your daughter.
Dirt clings to badgers like nothing else.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Like nothing else clings to badgers, or like nothing else dirt clings to? Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think that nothing else clings to badgers like dirt, or dirt clings to nothing else like badgers?
Dirt clings to nothing else like it clings to badgers.
Right, so badgers, worst work surface in a kitchen.
Yeah. I'm saying that badgers are more of a dirt adhesive than you would expect.
Right, I see. I see.
I'm so terrible. Glad you asked that, because that would have been terrible if people had misunderstood.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're providing this service, really. I'm glad you're here. @Haley358159 says, call yourself a comedian. That's interesting. So what do you call yourself? Do you call yourself a comedian, an actor?
No, I've from day one, I've called myself a so-called comedian.
Right. With inverted commas over comedian.
Yes,
that's lovely.
Yes, yes.
Saves a lot of time on Twitter.
It saves a lot of time, and that is what I am. And I, you know, also with all the flutes, it is misleading, so saves time.
Right. So-called comedian. You don't say flautist. You just say so-called comedian.
Yes.
Hello. Please welcome the so-called comedian Rachel Paris.
Thank you.
There we go. I got there in the
end. Can come to the wedding.
Oh. I'm so pleased. Top table?
No.
Oh, damn it. Well, Rachel Paris, thank you for letting us inside you.
Thank you.
Rachel Paris.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, your host, David Reed. For the latest news and guest announcements, please follow @MrDavidReed on Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.